Vavakama fourth Mishnah. Ze bobel chavisa shayim, ze bobel kala shel dvash. Person is coming with a jug of wine or of honey. This is a chavisa shel dvash. The jug of honey cracked. The shavar ze es yenu. This one poured out his wine. The hitzel is a dvash toichay. So basically, I poured out my wine to save your honey. So the question is, can I demand now the wine I poured out? No, ein lo elas charo. He only gets paid for the work he did. Does not get everything. Why? Because the owner could say, who told you to spill it out? I would have found somebody else that would do the job for me cheaper. If I spoke it out and agreed to it, it's a different story. They made up. He said, look, I'm going to save yours, but I'm spilling out my wine. I'm going to pay, reimburse me. Then the water came and flooded away his donkey with his friend's donkey. His is worth one mana and his friend's is worth two. He let his one go downstream because he's to save his friend's one. Same rule as the previous case. You only pay him for the work, but not who told you to let yours go. But if he makes up with him, he says, look, I'm willing to save yours, but you have to reimburse me for losing mine, because I'm not, otherwise I can save my own donkey. Then in Chanami, you have to reimburse him for the donkey.